begun to evacuate more than 1,000 tourists from Indonesian resort islands a day after a powerful earthquake killed at least 98 people and left more than 200 seriously injured on Lombok Island. AP Stephen Wright is on the island.
Authorities, while dealing with the human toll of the earthquake on the main island, are also trying to evacuate thousands of people from small outlying islands that are popular destinations for foreign and Indonesian tourists. Earlier today, there were thousands of people trying to get off one of those islands in particular, and there were hundreds crowded on a small beach, all jostling to get onto the small number of boats that were picking people up and taking them to the mainland.
Last week, 17 people were killed when another earthquake hit Lombok. President Trump has taken to Twitter to defend the 2016 meeting his oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., held with a Kremlin-linked lawyer to get information on his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, saying it was totally legal and done all the time in politics. Mr. Trump's latest denial that he knew ahead of time that he did not know ahead of time about the meeting comes in the face of news reports saying his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is prepared to tell Russian probe special counsel Robert Mueller he heard Donald Jr. tell his father in advance about the meeting. The student protests in Bangladesh continued Monday. The student demonstrators continue to clash with police more than a week after two students were killed by an unregulated bus. Meanwhile, police say they have arrested a celebrated photographer for his posts on Facebook and statements on other media outlets. U.S. stocks are mixed in morning trading. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States intends to fully enforce sanctions due to be reimposed against Iran this week. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Pompeo says the reimposed sanctions are, quote, part of our efforts to push back against Iranian malign activity. The so-called snapback sanctions will target Iran's purchases of U.S. dollars, its trade in gold and precious metals, and its dealings with metals, coal, or industrial-related software. In May, Trump pulled out of a major 2015 deal between world powers and Tehran, under which international sanctions were lifted in exchange for curbs on Iran's nuclear program. Despite opposition from European allies, he denounced the Obama-era deal as one-sided in Iran's favor. The U.S. has also told other countries to stop importing Iranian oil or face American financial measures.
Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Venezuelan authorities have arrested six people they call terrorists and hired killers in what President Nicolas Maduro says was an assassination attempt against him. The apparent attack during a military parade involved two drones with explosives. A group called the National Movement of Soldiers in T-shirts claimed responsibility. AP Scott Smith reports investigators are searching for the assailants behind the attack.
Government officials continue to search for attackers in this case. We know that they have made some arrests in some hotels here in Caracas, the capital of Venezuela. They've also made some arrests in outlying cities outside of the capital, and their search continues. They expect more arrests to be in the offing.
Mr. Maduro initially blamed Colombia and opposition supporters in the U.S. for the incident. Both Bogota and Washington denied any involvement. Residents of the Japanese city of Hiroshima today observed the 73rd anniversary of the dropping of an atomic bomb by the U.S., with a somber ceremony remembering the tens of thousands who died in the waning days of World War II. A ninth person has died in the wildfires burning through the U.S. state of California. There are at least 17 different fires statewide as California grapples with severe drought. The state's governor has requested federal aid, which President Trump granted. Thousands of people have evacuated their homes across California. Repeating our top story, efforts have begun to evacuate more than 1,000 tourists from Indonesian resort islands a day after a powerful earthquake killed at least 98 people and left more than 200 seriously injured on Lombok Island. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.